Blog Talk Radio.
Well,
well,
what happened?
Well, I guess the intro wasn't set up, but that's okay. Welcome to the show, everybody. It's Manifest Monday, and today's a special show because I have no internet, and because I have no internet, I wasn't able to set up the show. But Gene and I started manifesting last night, and he said, well, you know what? I can do it for you. So here we are. And today we're here with Elisa Kaler, our wonderful last Thursday of the month guest on an unscripted show. And Elisa's a renowned, Gene, tell me who Elisa is again.
Well, now that I'm not too good with pop quizzes, but I know Elisa is.
I know. She's a spiritual healer, but she's also a major manifester. Aren't you, Elisa?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Good morning. Yes, I live every day in that place of manifestation. And it's pretty amazing when you allow it to just happen. I call it planting seeds and watching it grow.
You know, I was working on my book this weekend because I can't access the internet, and I found some things in there about planting seeds, and I thought, where have I heard that before?
Yes.
And I heard it from you. This was something that I had actually written more than 20 years ago.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I was going back through some old journal entries about – I'm working on my book, Go With God and Drive With Angels. And I was trying to find some notes so that I could get some dates and things like that. And I found several things about planting seeds. Mm-hmm. So it's very cool. So why don't you tell us, well, first of all, Gene, would you give out our phone number if we have any listeners that would like
sure.
to call in today?
Sure. If anybody would like to call and join the conversation, please do at 516-418-5651. Give us a call, please.
See, that's a quiz. I know you can pass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Elisa,
would you like me to explain how we manifest?
Yes,
our
that was what I was hoping.
Manifest. Okay, so we all have these thoughts and ideas of what our dreams are. And sometimes we feel that it's so far from being tangible, we just think it, but we don't realize that when we ask for things or write them down or put them out there into the universe, that it's actually being heard and recorded. And even though it might not happen right away, when you look back on your life, you see that things that you have once asked for or have planted out there shows up when all aligns. And it happens so often in our life that sometimes we're oblivious to say, wow, I can't believe this happened. Like, have you ever asked for a job to show up? Or I wish I had, you know, I was able to receive this in my life, or whatever it is that we planted the seed, and then one day it shows up and the opportunity happens, and you're like, wow, I asked for this like 5 years ago, and here we are. I asked for this last month, and here we are.
Absolutely.
And
in fact, this show, this radio show, is the product of my manifesting it on a very unconscious level. More than 20 years ago. Well, no, about 15 years ago. And I had not even thought about it. And that shows you how strong manifesting is. I was with some friends, and I remember it very clearly after it was brought to my attention, standing on a sidewalk and chatting. And I said, you know what? One day I'm going to have my own radio show. And they just said, you probably will, Mary. You know, that was it. And then fairly recently, I had them on The Unscripted Show, both of them, there were two different women from two different states, and one of them said, Mary, I remember when you said you were going to have your own radio show. I'd forgotten that I had put that out into the universe. Just imagine if I had been doing it consciously.
It's about, you know, they always say be careful what you wish for. And that's actually true, because what I've learned on the path is when we ask for what we don't want, we will receive what we don't want. So it's about being specific of what you do want. What is important to you? What aligns with your truth and your knowing, or that would heighten you to be the best version of yourself? And put that to paper. And even you could burn it. You could put it underneath the moon with intention, or put it out there as a wish. You know, it's like every year we make a birthday wish, or we pray and we ask for, you know, help with certain things. But what people don't understand is that sometimes we have to go through our certain lessons, or, you know, certain paths of an adventure before we're going to receive certain, you know, what we ask for, because we have to go through a path of discovery and treasures, of gathering the treasures that we need to facilitate that to come to fruition. And, you know, we want everything now. But what we don't realize is when we put things out there into the universe, it is heard. And, you know, our thoughts sometimes can also be changing and not often solid in our knowing. And then we kind of like confuse the universe on what we actually really, truly want to receive.
Yes. So, also I find as I manifest one thing, something else that I thought I wanted is no longer a desire.
Yes.
You know, as we manifest things into our life, we change. Our lives change. And so some of the things that, well, let's just say, I can tell you one, when I was much, much younger, I used to always think that I wanted a Jaguar. And I had it pictured out and planned out. I had it lined up. It was going to be dark green and have a convertible top too. I mean, it was just going to be really sporty little car. And that was because I was a sporty little woman at that time. Now my needs have changed. My wishes have changed. And I'm much more suited to have, you know, an SUV so that I can carry be unique things from place to place. My desires have changed because I've changed.
Well, we go through transformation all the time. I mean, every day we're going to change and shift. And, you know, but there are platforms that we honestly ask for that are very solid of our foundation. And a lot of times we don't know how to achieve that solid foundation. And all I keep hearing is all you have to do is ask and you shall receive. And that's true. That's actually something that's a saying that's been around forever. Ask and you shall receive. It does happen. You know, it's in the surrender. When we want to make something happen, when we push something to happen, we will always receive resistance. It's about letting it go and letting it happen.
That's why I have a manifest journal. Because, and Jennifer calls it my magic book. But what I like about it is I can write down what I want and walk away. I don't have to think about it anymore. So my book fills up with a lot of things that I want, and the universe knows that I'm always asking for what is for my better good. And as long as the universe is so kind and generous and loving. It's nothing but unconditional love. And the universe is like a doting parent. It gives you what you ask for as soon as you're ready for it. You know, a child of 5 years old has no business flying an airplane. So the parents hold them back a little bit. And that's the same way with the universe. When we're not emotionally or psychologically ready for certain things, the universe will often tell us, wait. And sometimes it says, wait, because I have something better for you.
Well, eventually it does happen when we ask for it.
Yeah.
You know, it's planting seeds. You know, everything we place in our journal or in our mind, it's like, I wish I had that. I wish I had that. And sometimes we receive those things that we wish for, and we realize that it really isn't anything that we really wanted. That happens as well, to show us that maybe that's not exactly what we expected it to be once we receive it. And then there's other gifts that show up, and we grab them with a lot of gratitude and grace because it took a long time for us to earn it, for us to receive it when it was time for us to receive it. But we had to go through all these channels in order for us to receive that gift, because we wouldn't appreciate it the way that we are receiving it if it had come earlier. And that's true too.
Yeah.
You know, we do self-work.
It's all about timing.
All about timing. But all I can tell you is when we plant seeds and we put it out there, I remember being a little girl and asking for so many things that were really important to me, but it wasn't more than I never took advantage of my wishes. I would just put down what was really important to me. And I have to tell you, all of it has happened. And I'm so grateful for all of it, because they were life, you know, wishes that were part of my journey that added to my life in such a huge, abundant way. And most people have never received that before. So I'm very grateful. And I teach others how to receive what they, you know, have always wanted to ask for or wish that they could be or who would be on the journey with them. And when it all shows up, you stand there in gratitude and grace and think, wow, everything I planted, it's showing up. Sometimes you can't even believe that you actually fell into what you had once planted years ago. It's here.
Oh, yes. I was going to ask you, and you just triggered this again. Can you tell me some of the things that you, and I want Jean to get in on this too, some of the things that you've actually manifested in your life just simply by wanting them?
I remember being young, and I always wanted a dog, and now I have 1,000 dogs because I love my dogs. But my mom
doesn't
is not
have 1,000 dogs, but she does have a house full of them.
I have a house full, but my to me it's like 1,000 dogs. But when I look back at my life, you know, I had family members with allergies, and you know, my mom, she didn't want a shedding dog, and I had wished that I would have a little dog that didn't shed, and one day a little dog that didn't shed ended up on our doorstep, and she ended up becoming our family dog, and it was only like a couple of weeks after I wished for it. I always asked for 4 boys, and I received my 4 boys, and not that I had anything against girls, I just always had this longing to have little 4 little boys, and here I have 4 little boys, and
you got 4 big grown
well,
men.
Grown up. But I also had wanted to be a writer. I wanted to be on a film. I had wanted to be on podcasts. I had wanted to be on, you know, helping people in the world and doing something that actually gave my soul purpose and made me feel complete and fulfilled, and I'm doing all of it. And so, you know, I had to go through different channels and disappointments and hurdles and all of that to get here. But looking back, everything I'd ever asked for has happened. I asked for my family to be safe. I asked for my parents to be here, you know, a very long time. I mean, there were certain wishes that I had put out there to the universe that were personal for me, but, you know, we don't always know how it's going to turn out. We just put it out there and pray that it's all going to be for our highest good. And,
well, yes,
you know,
you
sometimes
are writing a book too.
I'm writing a book too. And my book, you know, I keep saying you can't make this stuff up. Everything that happens in my life, you know, I walk outside and I'll ask for something to happen or show up day, and here it is right there, right in front of me. And I just sit here and think, wow, all you had to do was ask, and here it is.
Yeah.
You know, it's about releasing, you know, to receive the highest good, it's about releasing the lowest vibration of the worry and the fears and staying in faith and faith that all will be for our highest good. And even though we go through lessons in life and it didn't turn out exactly how we expected it to, because expectations, you know, create disappointments, that we are still going to be blessed with all we asked for. It just might not be the way we expected it to turn out. And a lot of times it's better.
Oh, almost always it's better.
Mm-hmm. And if it's not, if it turns out a certain way, then that means that maybe that wasn't really what we wanted. It's showing us, you know what, that's really not what I wanted. I thought it was. Because we will still receive the what we asked for, and sometimes it's not what we want when it shows up. And so we pass it over and say, you know what, we'll wait for the next one. Because that's not getting close, but it's not exactly what I asked for.
And that's when you kind of have to tweak it or look at what you asked for and see how you asked for it in a way that wasn't in alignment with what you were really looking for. You have to be very specific.
I'll give you an example. You know, I had talked to somebody about what a perfect relationship would be for me. And I kept saying, well, I don't want somebody who is this, and I don't want somebody who's that, and I don't want somebody, you know. And she said to me, well, you're telling the universe everything you don't want, and so that's what you're going to be sent, is everything you don't want.
The universe does not understand no.
Exactly. So it's about your words, to be specific. What is it you do want? What is important to you? Exactly, specifically. And you put that out there and you shall receive it. And there might be people who show up who have a few of what you asked for. And
yes.
This is, and you might have someone show up that has a little bit of that and a little bit of this, but it's not all that you asked for. And then there's that person that shows up and it's all that you asked for.
Yes, yes, yes. And sometimes it's a matter of us asking for the right thing. You know, it's good enough to say, oh, I want a romantic partner that can provide for me. Well, that's all well and good, but there's a lot of ways to provide. My first husband provided financially, but he did not provide emotionally. And that made it very difficult to stay with him. And, you know, if you look for someone, I may have told this story before, but my mother, after my father died, she started thinking she wanted a romantic partner. And she ended up with what she manifested three times, three different ideas. And she was very, very specific the third time because she said, well, obviously I'm not communicating. She never thought of herself as manifesting. She was praying and God answered her prayers, which is the same thing. But she realized that after the first two kind of flubbed out on her and didn't provide what she was looking for, she needed to get very specific. So she said, God, I want a male companion who will not make any uninvited advances toward me. That he will, you know, he'll go when and where I go and where I want, and he'll go to church with me if I want to. He'll go to the restaurant or he'll eat my leftovers, but he won't be a problem like these last two. And she laid out all the problems. She said, this is what I want. And she got exactly what she asked for, but her male companion was a runaway basset hound. And she had Duke in the house for 3 weeks until she found his owners. And she said, okay, God, I get it. You'll send me what I need when I need it. I don't even need to ask you anymore.
Yes. But it's
Jean, is there anything that you've manifested?
I'm sorry? I didn't hear you.
I was asking if Jean had anything he'd like to share that he has manifested.
Well, you know, I've gotten to the point over the last couple of years that I actually do it all the time, just whenever I desire something. But I'm going to go to what you said earlier, this radio show. When I was 12 years old, I set up a radio station in my garage with a record player and a tape recorder, and I was all set, and I got it all set up, and there, I didn't have any listeners. And I remember that being kind of a letdown, a sudden letdown. And so I think, honestly, I've been doing this all my life, and here I am.
That's pretty cool.
I've done a lot of different things along the way, you know, kind of preparing me for it, and it's just here we are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, manifesting, you know, be specific. You know, people ask for money. Or people ask, you know, they think their happiness is by receiving the things. And it's about being more specific than that, you know. It's like I always ask for freedom and fun and being abundantly provided for so I can do those things. And I receive that every day. Freedom
and that
fun.
Abundance comes in many forms.
Abundance is wholeness of just feeling peace and calm every day. That's abundance. Abundance of everything. So you're not lacking anything.
That's right. And I know that in your book you talk about poverty that is not related to your bank account.
Exactly. Poverty is our lack of a lot of things that, you know, sometimes we feel wholeness is receiving something by a financial gain or, you know, people are going to make us happy. But really, poverty is in most of us, in our soul, of lack that we keep searching outside of ourselves for instead of knowing it inside ourselves and understanding what it is that needs that extra balance and fulfillment. Emotionally, mentally, physically, spiritually, and in that space, you're more of a powerhouse within yourself, you know, and you can manifest a lot of amazing good inside of yourself, creativity, awakening what you didn't understand was really hiding inside of you by asking to, you know, be the best version of yourself. And then all these gifts show up that we so long forget about. And that's also part of manifestation, manifesting who we are as a person to grow and evolve and become what we came here to do in fullness, wholeness. And most people don't understand how to manifest that because they listen to others to show them, tell them, and guide them instead of being their own person and knowing how to do it themselves. So I wanted to say, you know, I have a story on how to manifest. And going out into nature is a really great manifesting space for all of us.
Yes.
It's a very neutral ground. It's a very healing ground. It's a space where there's so much purity and kindness and love. Just being in that environment and discovering, you know, treasures that we so take advantage of or we take for granted, I should say, on a day-to-day basis. And so manifesting your dreams, and I have this story that we just started with a website called Key Intentions, and it's about receiving a key that opens up the soul to the truth of who you are. And when you place those intentions upon this key, you open up to manifest your internal power of knowledge that is in your soul that we seem to overlook. And then when we step into nature, we have created these tree pods that we use for manifestation of all our dreams and wishes, and to be, you know, in our heightened self spiritually, to connect to the tree. And trees, which is explained in my book, have very significant meaning in the human as far as grounding goes, a reflection of actually our own soul, our heartbeat, our strength to stand in the world, even when we're surrounded by other trees in a forest, to be able to see and heighten above, to connect from Mother Earth to our spiritual realm. And to manifest our dreams is through these tree pods. And then we have intention boxes. When you place your wishes on a piece of paper or manifest, you know, what you're asking for, you place it into this box and it will be received and grow, and the vibrations will carry it and it will ripple. And there's all these tools that I have put together that creates this vibration of manifestation in the world. And to bring that to people who are needing that guidance along the way to awaken themselves, to manifest their dreams of all that they really truly came here to be, without being in that box of what others have titled them to be. So it's interesting.
Is your website live?
It is. It's live right now. We're actually not fully complete. It will be by the end of this month. But the storyline for this, for the website, is to help people elevate and manifest within themselves, to the outside world, all they came here to be, aligned with the divine and the universe.
Wow.
And the treasures that do happen, you know, we have a journal and we have a magic pen. And all of it, when you put the intention to the paper, and the paper that we're actually bringing is infused with crystal energy, it will manifest and magnify the intention of your dreams that you want to bring in manifestation into your own reality. And so it truly does happen. I mean, I've done it myself, and my life is amazing. I look at things that I never thought was tangible in my everyday tangible, and it's showing others how to do the same. So, you know, thoughts become things, energy, the law of attraction. There's so much that goes into the understanding of how energy works and how we can pull to bring things towards us, and also to put things out there, and how to, you know, overcome resistance and overcome the hurdles and stand in surrender and allow it to freely just flow. And that is, you know, it takes a lot of navigating around what I call the ego, the human ego. It takes a lot of, you know, understanding how to navigate around it when we want things to be exactly how we want them to be in our control, just be in the surrender and just allow it to show up. And it does. It's magic.
Oh, so, I can attest to that. When we were shopping for a house, we started out doing it like most people do, contacting a realtor, saying, okay, well, we want this, this, and this, and we want it in this general area. What have you got? And we went to house to house, and there was always something wrong with every one of them. So one night I sat down with Curtis and I said, let's write down a list of exactly what we want our house to be. And so he had his must-haves and I had my must-haves. And I ended with, I think the house needs to have been owned by people who were in love. And he said, oh, that's a good idea. We don't want any negative energy in the house. And so when we put that down and we just started flipping through, you know, the real estate listings, and as soon as he saw a house, he said, call Robert right now. and tell him we want to go look at this house tomorrow morning. He said, it's been on the market for over a year, but it won't be on the market for long. We've got to snatch it. And it's the house that we live in now. And there were some things that I had on the list that didn't come with the house, but we're actually getting them because the house came with enough land that we were able to build out and build on. And we wouldn't have been able to do that in any of the other houses. But the key was the previous owners were in love with each other. They still are. And it you can tell. I've been in some houses where you walk in the house and you just feel the negative energy. But this one just felt positive. We didn't think about it. We just said, this is what we want, and this is what we're not going to accept anything less. And the universe provided for us.
You also know when things show up, whether they're aligned on such a heightened level or not. You know that in your knowing of your core. I mean, you absolutely will understand that this is a gift. Embrace it.
And that's
up.
Why they call it a gut feeling or a gut instinct, because it comes mm-hmm. from your core. And if anybody is listening and they hear this, and you've ever had this thing, this sense of, I don't like that person, or I don't like this place, or something's not right, pay attention to that, because there's value in your intuition. Maybe you don't think you're intuitive, or you may not know that you have the gift of a psychic ability, but you know more than you think you do. I can tell you, I met a man one time that just meeting him made me feel dirty, made me feel I didn't think I was in danger, but I felt the word danger all in my core. And I found out maybe 3 weeks or 4 weeks later, the man was a convicted pedophile. And that was why every alarm in my body was going off saying, stay away from this person. He's bad news. Because you're known by the people you associate with.
It's also about not worrying about the how, what, when, where, why, and who.
Yes.
You know, it's about putting, we have a check. Okay, so when you journal all that you want to manifest, and you pay attention, it makes you aware, actually, of what really matters to you. There's going to be these check boxes of, let's check off what is here. And then, obviously, we can discern what is for our highest good and what isn't. But that's why you be careful what you ask for. Be specific.
Yes.
And you know, you'll end up receiving all that you ask for. You know, I always tell people, when you ask for, let's say we can use money, abundant, of receiving, of exchange, okay? But most people say, I just want all this money. Well, sometimes you'll receive all this money, and it's here today, gone tomorrow. But then when you're specific and say, you know what? I ask for a minimum of $20,000 a month. That seems very far-fetched, and how am I going to get there, okay? Because that's the how, what, when, where, why kind of scenario. But you put that down. You don't need to worry about how it's going to show up. Because one day, you might have many different paths of pay lines that allow this abundance to just be, and you're receiving this minimum every single month and more. So it's about planting the specific of what is it you want to manifest. When you meet somebody, when you have somebody in your life, friendships, what really matters? And this is where I actually work with clients on what I call the soul oval of your center core values and morals. And when you place that in that center of a page, and you know your truth, what is really important to you, respect, loyalty, whatever your values are. And then outside of that oval, you can put all the words that don't align with your true of your soul, morals, and values, but yet you settle to be in relationships with these kind of people. You'll start to see these patterns of how they're not aligned with you in many ways, and then it's up to you to decide and choose who you're going to let go and who you're going to keep. The more people that align with your center soul core values and morals will be a more free-flowing relationship than being with the people that are outside of that center core. And then you manifest all of that to come to fruition. You ask, and this is what you will receive.
Mm-hmm.
It's very interesting how powerful we really are in being able to navigate our own soul through a path of standing in abundance in so many ways. We hold that power. So it's teaching people. When we say that we don't want to be with these kind of people, then those kind of people show up.
Yes. And that was a lesson that Jennifer and I had to learn early on when we started with Be Unique. You know, we were talking about the people we didn't want around us, and guess who showed up? So then we realized what we were doing, and we changed our phrasing. And we just said, all of the Be Unique volunteers and supporters are loving, open-minded, kind, considerate, generous, and motivated to help us promote the organization. And that's exactly the people that have shown up. There may not be as many as there were before, but the ones that are working with us are working with us, not against us.
You know, what's interesting is when people have to make a lifestyle change, like let's say good health, okay, and someone says, well, you need to eat all these good foods now. You've been eating really poorly. You have to change your diet. You know, when we have this mindset that we have to, like, let go of all the stuff that we were comfortable doing to do something that we're, like, is a total change, we're going to have this resistance. And so I tell people, don't worry about what you're doing that's not of good. Add good to your life, and slowly it will start to bring on more good, more good, more good, and all the others will just fall away. All the other foods, all the other, the thing, you won't even want it anymore. Because transition of manifestation for good is a process. And we can do that in so many ways and manifest good health. But, you know, people think, like, how are we going to receive all this abundance, all this good? How is it just going to show up when I live in all this, you know, lower vibration or negativity or whatever it is? And it's about start with that one, plant those seeds, no expectations, because with expectations you'll have disappointment. And allow it to just show up. Because when you start to add that one that shows up into your life, you're going to realize you have the power to receive more and more and more of all this amazing. That when you start to accumulate all this amazing of abundance, you stand there and say, wow, it really does work. That's the only way I can explain it, to be actually, you know, the process of manifestation. It's not all going to show up at once and say, oh, because you wouldn't appreciate the small little shift that it's doing emotionally, mentally, physically in your reality until you start to receive a little at a time and appreciate. And then when that the abundance stands in front of you, you're like, wow, look at this. Thank you.
Yeah, that reminds me, you mentioned earlier how people try to manifest abundance, and they say, I want all this money right now. And then before you know it, the money is gone. It's been proven that people, the majority of people who win the lottery, I mean big lottery, they become multimillionaires overnight. Within 5 years, most of them are in foreclosure. Because what they do is they run out, they spend this money carelessly, I guess, or thoughtlessly. They're not being very mindful with this abundance they've received. And people assume that abundance means a large amount of money at one time, but it doesn't. And, they're worse off than they started when they had no money, because now they're living beyond their means, and they've bought all these cars and boats and jet skis and houses and things, and they forget, well, I've got to pay taxes on this. I've got to have insurance on this. And if they don't budget carefully, they lose all the money that they've ever had. And so it's a matter of, it's a mindset, I think, as much as anything else.
Manifestation comes with gratitude and grace and that expectation.
Absolutely. Because if you're not grateful for what you've already got, you will not get anything more.
No, you put a block on it because you're setting an expectation. And that's also something to teach. Manifestation is such a high frequency of creation that if you're staying in the lower frequencies of the entitlement and all that comes with it, the things are, that's not what abundance is all about. But receiving, you know, gifts along the way, it's about understanding that they truly are gifts, everything. I mean, even a tree is a gift. If we didn't have trees here, we'd miss it. If we didn't have fresh air here, we'd miss it. It's the things we seem to take for granted. And when, you know, people show up and opportunities show up and we're not paying attention because we're expecting a fixation on an outcome, then we're missing those small little treasures that are showing up along the way. And it's really hard to teach people because people think, well, you know, I'm focused on the destination and they're missing the whole journey. And so that's another thing to teach about manifestation is when you walk in surrender without expectation, every day gifts show up. Every day magic happens. It's about paying attention to what the magic really is based on all you've asked for, and it's right there in front of you. It's like today. I'm on a podcast. I didn't expect to be on a podcast today. Here I am.
And you know, this is all because Gene said last night, I forget how he phrased it, but he said, let Gus take over. You know, let's just manifest this. And for those who don't know, when I speak of Gus, I'm talking about God, universe, spirit, and source. Because it doesn't matter what you call it. You can call your God Bob and Todd if you want to. I don't care. But however you perceive God, that's what's at work behind manifesting.
Mm-hmm. The universe has so many unanswered prayers. I mean, of understanding how we get all this. And when the prayers show up, you stand there and you're like, this is a miracle. But it really is so tangible that when you teach people that we can just grasp with two hands all the blessings that really are there for us and not think that it's so far away that it's never going to happen, then you keep walking in bliss every single day.
Well, and Lisa, I don't want to interrupt you, but we are about ready to sign off. We're running out of time. And I just want to thank you. I'm so glad we were able to get this all taken care of. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I'm afraid we're going off the air. I think we'll be able to be on the recorded version, but people that are listening now, I don't know. Mary, you know more about that.
I'm not sure because it seems like Blog Talk has started shutting us off immediately when the time comes.
Right.
There's any archive extra time anymore.
No, it looks like it's shut.
Interesting.
I'm new at this.
Why don't you share real quick with us, Jean, a manifestation that happened to you, whether we're on air or not, because we haven't heard from you.
Well, I tell you what, I didn't know I could manifest. I was talking to Mary about it yet, and I was asking her, what is all this business? And I said something, and she said, well, you already do it. And basically, to me, how I just kind of naturally started doing it was using my mind's eye and knowing what I wanted to change, and then basically picturing myself in that change. And for me, it was things like cigarettes, obesity, you know, alcohol abuse, all those different things. And I was able to picture myself walking down the street, moving my hands, moving my mouth, moving my feet in a fashion that didn't include the way I did it before when I moved my feet to the hot wing place and the beer place, you know, and it worked. I just kind of practiced, being that person I envisioned, and it happened. It just became that.
Oh, I love the story that you've told me before about how you manifest and be unique.
Oh my goodness. I had no idea. I mean, I spent my life doing my journeys, my pre-Be Unique journeys and everything, and I came up to this point in my life when I knew what I wanted to be when I grew up, and I wanted to help people, you know, and I wanted to entertain people. And I said earlier about the radio DJ thing. I did some of that, and I just did it. I just happened to walk up one day, and there was these two ladies with blue and green hair, which I love blue and green. They caught my attention. I started talking to them, and it was Mary and Jennifer of Be Unique Radio magazine. And we hit it off. They were already doing what I wanted to do the rest of my life. So I'm learning how. They're showing me how. So, pretty excited.
Wow.
Then I manifested it. I know I did. I spent my entire life preparing for sitting here in this chair doing this radio show with Mary and this Be Unique magazine. So that's pretty clear.
And every time that we get together, and this is something that I talk about a lot on my other manifest shows, is mm-hmm. that when, you know, in the Bible, which is read worldwide, and there are other scriptures that are connected to that same type of thinking, mm-hmm. where two or more are gathered in my name, I am there. So,
yes.
If two or more people are exactly,
yeah.
If two or more people are manifesting, the power of that manifestation is doubled or tripled. So, anybody who's listening to this radio show right now, if you're trying to manifest something in your life, you've already got at least three partners here. And if you want to email manifestmondayshow@gmail.com, we can share your manifest with the world and get more people involved in helping you create the reality you want.
Yes. It's all done with intention.
It's all done with intention. And mm-hmm. I'd like to give your website name so people can go check it out, Elisa.
It's key-intentions.com. And it will be, it's up now for public viewing, but it's not complete yet. We still have a storyline to add, which we are planning on doing in the next week. But it will, when we go public and let it out there marketing, we will share with people how the tools that we chose for our website will help people to manifest as we did, because those are the tools that we used for ourselves. You know, and obviously there's many other tools we can use out there, but these are, you know, the path that we have taken to help to elevate our manifestations of our dreams And so we're helping people do the same, you know, by planting those seeds and for allowing them to take their journey for themselves to manifest their dreams. And we all go together. And it starts with a key. The key holds the power to open the soul gifts. And you can wear it around your neck, on a necklace. You can carry it in your pocket. I actually did an experiment when I first started my idea when this came to me. It actually came from spirit. I carried two keys that I was meeting two people for lunch that day, and I had two keys with me, and I had put all this high-frequency intention on the keys. And at lunch, I handed each one a key, and they said, oh, my gosh, where did you get this from? The vibration on this is beyond – I have no words. I don't even know where'd you get this? And it just confirmed the power of the intention that was placed upon the keys. And so all that we share has been aligned with also angel messages. And the angel messages are the numbers that we use because numbers generate manifestation as well.
Yes, they do.
So there's meaning behind our whole entire website to manifest dreams and abundance and happiness, joy, all of it for our highest good. And it all starts with the key.
I am so glad you could join us today because
thank you.
Kim and I were going to try this because we weren't sure if he was going to be able to do the studio today. And me being without internet, I'm just using my phone. So I'm having to guard my data to make sure I can still make emergency phone calls if necessary. I'm just grateful that Gene was able to manifest that he could do this, and I'm grateful that you were able to join us. And we're going to have you back. I think this Thursday is the last Thursday of the month, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. So we'll have you back for a full hour and maybe more to talk about other things. Maybe manifesting, or maybe on Thursday we can take callers and they receive messages.
Yes, that would be great. Whatever the universe shows me for that day, I'm here to receive. So I always tell them, show me and I will be there.
Okay. We will talk to you on Thursday. And everybody else who's listening, stay tuned for next Monday. We'll have another show.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Thank you for tuning in to Be Unique's Manifest Monday Show. I hope you'll follow Be Unique on Blog Talk Radio so you can be informed every time a new episode drops. I'm here every Monday at 11 o'clock a.m. Eastern Time when we talk about manifesting and how you can become a manifest master too. Until next time, this is Mary saying so long.